City. I mean, I think that, you know, going around places in the Big Ten and going around all over the place throughout my college career, it's just really made me fully appreciate the fans in Iowa City. And I think that's something that they preach to you when you're younger and you don't really fully understand it unless you're from the area. Myself being from out of town, you know, you get a full appreciation for how much these people love the Hawkeyes and how much they support us, and that the fact that Kinnick Stadium's sold out every game, you know, whether we got a winning record or a losing record, it's really just an outstanding thing. And we got a chance to go out in front of our own fans and play well, and they deserve that, you know. And that's what we're going to try to do. So.
What are your thoughts on the uniforms that you're going to be wearing on Saturday?
I think it's kind of an exciting thing for some of the players, especially for the amount of respect that we have for the military and what they do for our country. I know me personally, I have just the utmost respect for those guys and what they go through, and men and women. And you know, it's just. Being able to honor those people is something that, I mean, it's great, you know. I think in raising awareness for what it is that they do for this country, and it's definitely an honor, you know. And I think the biggest thing is being a college football player is an honor. Being able to put on the Hawkeye uniform is an honor, and then being able to honor those people in addition. I mean, it's something that I'll remember as a player, and I know a lot of guys will too.
You guys have been saying for 9 weeks now, we know what we need to do. We just need to execute better. What's the difference? I mean, how do you execute what you know what you need to do? I
mean, you know, that's football, man. Like, and that's the toughest part of the game is that, you know, the offense knows what they need to do in order to beat the defense. The defense knows what they need to do to beat the offense. And it comes down to that execution. And, you know, I wish I could tell you. I wish I could, you know, I wish there was some magical answer for you or for us. And there isn't. And the answer is fundamentals, hard work, practice, and then just doing it, you know. And I think we just haven't done that. And it's a frustrating thing because I don't think it's for lack of effort. We have a lot of guys that are really trying, you know, and, you know, we're all in this thing together and everybody's working to find a solution. And, you know, that's why it's frustrating to go out there on Saturday and lose. Nobody lines up expecting to lose. Nobody wants to lose. Nobody likes losing. And, you know, we're not going to accept that as a program. You know, the minute you accept losing is when you start to lose a lot more. And so we're just really focusing on improving and trying to get better. And you know, I think like I said, we're close, you know. We're closer than people may think, but we just need to go out and put it on the field, and that's just really important.
Steve, I gotta ask, because it is election day and Keenan kind of opened a can of worms here, if you were told 20 years from now that somebody on this team would be running for president, who would be your first guess?
James Morris,
really?
Yeah. I think that he's, you know, he's really interested in politics. And I think he might even be poli-sci major. I'm not sure 100%. But, you know, he's a real, like, he's kind of a guy that sits in the middle and has that mindset that he can listen to both sides. And I think, like, and he's also a tremendous leader. I mean, you can't forget that part. And that's something, you know, that this country needs is leadership. So, you know, I think that's my answer for you.
Well, I'm asking because Keenan, the first two names he said were you and James Vandenberg.
Oh, really? Well, no, I would be a terrible presidential candidate, and I can tell you that with 100% certainty. I don't know too much about politics, and I'm probably slanted more one way than the other. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not sure that would be a good decision for me.